Everybody likes to hear a story about a rattlesnake, a great, big, bad, poisonous rattlesnake. Everybody likes to hear the story about, but I bet nobody wants to see one or be around one. Well, this is a story about a little girl named Yin. She was playing in the field, making a little necklace out of some clover flowers. Suddenly, she heard her daddy call out, "Be perfectly quiet and don't make a move." She was very scared, and she obeyed her father, and she sat right still and never made a move. She wondered, "What is this all about? But I must obey my father," because there was something about her father's voice that told her she'd better obey. In just a moment, a shot rang out, and he said, "Now you can look." Turning her head, she looked at around, and there she saw a large rattlesnake coiled up right near her, and he was dead. The father had shot the rattlesnake, and had killed him. Her obedience to her father's voice is what saved her life. She never forgot that experience. And I bet if you could ask her if she was glad that she obeyed her father's voice, she'd say, "I most certainly am, because I wouldn't be here today if that were not the case." The Lord tells us in His Word that it's better to obey than to sacrifice. The Lord wants us to obey Him. He tells us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's something we can do. And anything that we can do is obedience. That's what obedience is. He says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." When you do that, it saves your life. Just like little Jen, who obeyed her father, and through the obedience to her father, her life was saved from the rattlesnake. The devil is called a serpent too. He's poison too. He's ready to consume boys and girls. But when they obey the Father and trust and believe in the Lord Jesus, they're saved from their sin and saved from Satan. And you can be one of them today if you'll trust the Savior and right now and be saved. Thanks very much for listening. Trust Him and be saved. Thanks for calling.